Yeah. Right. Guys, hey, what's going on?
Welcome to the Jane Lane special. You press the play button to see where. All right, so 5 minutes. Right. From five minutes.
Cool. We're not going to edit it out.
So, yeah.
Hey, if you decide to, that's on you. If you decide not to, shit, what am I going to do about it?
Oh,
fun.
Should I?
No, we're don't worry, guys. Your TV's not messed up. Yes, just do it. Your TV's not messed up. We're not doing visual. We are back.
We ordered a dummy battery. Whether we use it or not when it gets here, that is still up in the air.
Now we know why they call it that. It's because of who uses it. We can't figure out how to get our hands on one of these things.
Yeah, the next filmed episode is going to be pretty exciting. Oh, it's going to be a Christmas edition of Jane Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Grant got
Christmas special. Not that Sabrina Carpenter bull crap.
Hell no.
Yeah. Real Christmas with
Santa's
heart.
Santa's coming to town.
That'd be so funny if we were all dressed up like Sabrina Carpenter, though. Right? Wouldn't that be funny?
No.
Yeah. Some of us already have to try as hard as others.
If I show up next week and I'm the only one dressed up like Sabrina Carpenter, it would be so
mad. Hey, man,
mad.
If you show up next week and you don't look like Sabrina Carpenter, it'll be the first day.
I want to be mad, but thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
My boy loves showing thigh. No wing.
What I got? It's doing what? That boy got two hams. That boy carried around two hams. On his back, though.
And a bucket of potato salad.
He got two hams fighting on his back.
If I completely shaved my legs for that, how long would it take for you guys to notice that I shaved my legs?
Immediately,
probably.
Why? Look, really?
Yeah, yes. Bro. You always have your entire legs out.
Yeah, bro. You like to show them
off. It's like the most exposed part of your body.
You have no skin showing except your face and your legs.
I think that's like your favorite part of your body.
A lot of people like them.
It's like candy to you, dude.
It's like my legs are like candy? Mm-hmm. All right. Fine, I won't dress up like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, sweet tooth.
Yeah, bro. He shows them off like licorice. He got licorice legs.
I was
licorice. Look at that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Put them gumdrop gams right over here.
I was laughing at this the other day. Is
Candyland Jack?
Candyland Jack.
It's like a bird watching book. Mm-hmm. It was bird watching book for a retarded guy. Mm-hmm. And then every page is a different brand of peanut butter. He's just in the grocery store with the book. And he's got like a bird watching outfit on.
There's like, crunchy Jif. There's spread Jif. There's regular Jif.
He's got a camera.
What
he's
about a bird watching book, but it's just words and it's how to find birds?
Go outside.
All right, you're going to want to go outside.
Is it for this bird, you're going to want to go outside? First step is go outside every time.
Probably walk toward the park or something.
Probably the trees.
Probably trees are a good start.
Trees are a good start.
I like to look at trees. I find they usually hang around those. Dumpster, good.
A lot of people call it bird watching. It's more bird finding.
Yeah. They kind of come to you sometimes, but most of the time they fly.
They fly away sometimes and shit. Yeah. And
the best
tough.
Birds come when you're least expecting it.
Bird watching's fun. You gotta be like,
it's like fishing, but in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most important part of bird watching is patience.
Yeah. So now, what do we do? We just kind of sit here.
Yeah. Watch.
A lot of it's letting them.
That'd be
come
cool
to
if
you.
It was like fishing where you like got hammered doing it.
I mean,
oh shit!
We're going bird watching.
What are you doing over here, sir?
Yeah.
Bird watching.
Fuck, that's a big one.
No, it's good. He's just always out bird watching with his friends.
Just you and another guy getting drunk, not talking.
That'd be
awesome.
Yeah. It would be pretty cool.
He's walking around with binoculars, just drunk.
He's taking like two fold-out chairs to the park.
Wow.
Two fold-out chairs, a pair of binoculars, and a case of beer to the park. And it needs to not be a park near a school.
Mm-hmm. You're my best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel like I can think out here.
Yeah. The binoculars are going to really set some people off.
If you drink enough, it feels like you're on a boat.
No, we're looking at birds.
Look at the birds.
What do you mean?
They're over there.
You think I give a shit about you? You can't fly.
I want to get a closer look.
Oh, look at that fucking bird.
I didn't tell the bird to fly over your tits.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe if your tits had wings, I'd be interested.
Oops. Hey, your tits are so damn big, there's nowhere else you could fly over. Yeah.
My bad.
You're blocking the birds.
My bad, you're built like a birdhouse. I'm sorry.
See, chick, feel my dick. I'm not even hard.
I'm not even hard as
fuck. Touch my dick. Touch my dick. I'm not even hard.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fucking creep. I'm not even hard right now. Try me.
Look.
You're a creep.
Look at my dick. I'm not even hard.
I don't want to look. Look.
Just look. Just look at it. Here, give me your hand. Touch it. See? Nothing. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I just missed a fucking blue-breasted bluebly.
You think I'm hard without seeing a peregrine hawk?
Okay, I'm a little chubbed up, but it was a red tail.
A cardinal flew behind your head. You didn't see it.
You didn't even look.
Fuck you.
You're a bitch. You want to get out of here?
Fuck you, I hate you.
You want to go bird watching my place?
Just bird watching on your couch. Just watching a compilation of birds on YouTube. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm just training.
Yo, this shit's easy.
This is what it's going to look like in the field.
Yeah, I want to go see them. There's fucking videos of all of them.
Let's see AI take my job.
I used to watch bird TV with the cat. It was pretty fun.
Cats love that shit.
Cats love it. She's getting drunk in a park with your cat.
I could just see homie like clawing at the TV.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like, what the fuck?
I don't like that word teeth thing.
But homie, like, you seeing this fucking shit?
Yeah. This is favorite.
You can do this all the time.
He knows we're talking about.
I know, dude. Right now, they're literally just chilling right next to each other. They slept with Mikey last night, bro. Like, they're fucking...
Whoa.
They're getting cooler. Nice. It's pretty sick.
They slept in the bed, dude.
Slept nice. Me out.
Yeah. I was pretty uncomfortable because I had to, like, finagle my body, but I didn't want to fuck it up because I was like, this is actually kind of cool. They were both
out.
Totally. And I was like, all right, we're going to make this work.
Both the dogs I had growing up would sleep in my bed, and it was awful, but so worth it.
Yeah, it sucks. My back is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Were you diagonal?
Yeah, I was sleeping diagonal on the bed, and I was kind of like curled up to like I was doing an S.
Oh shit!
In between them.
Yeah, that was me growing up too. Like I had two dogs that would just literally like fucking like cuddle with each other like on the bed.
They're like, we're in here, dude.
I was in the, I had a similar living. Thing. Yeah, it was nice. The dog, and then my uncle was on the other side.
Being a dog,
Miles, you gotta be quiet.
Miles,
the dog's
scoot
gonna
over.
Wake up.
Miles, scoot over. Dude.
There was one moment the dishwasher cut out and we all poked our head up at the same time. And then I was like, oh, they're not gonna protect me from shit. We were all.
Dude, I walked in here yesterday. Chuck was he got into attention on the couch and didn't know it was me for like maybe 5 seconds, but didn't do anything. He was just ears up, mouth kind of open, just like, oh fuck. Oh no, it's happening.
They're gonna be so mad when I let this guy rob.
Oh no.
I've been banking all of this. I've been banking my whole like stay here on being their protector.
I totally promised these guys I would do something in this situation.
Oh no, it's fucking going down. Oh,
oh
no,
fuck, the block is hot.
If I don't bark, maybe they'll think I was just gone and wasn't here for it.
Yeah, they'll think I'm a stuffed animal.
A statue.
Goes step and falls over.
Hit me.
Fuck. Yeah, dude, Chuck. He literally, but then he like was funny. He like went up to you and just was all like being all cuddly.
Yeah, he came up and I was like, it's me. He's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God it's you.
It's so funny.
I was going to be so scared.
That's so true. Yeah, he would have fucking flipped.
Yeah, some guy commented that we were at the dog park, and he started barking at some guy and his dog on the other side of the fence, and a guy in the dog park was like, your dog doesn't like bark, he like yells.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, he's scared.
Get the fuck back! I'm fucking crazy!
Stop! Stop!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
kind of goes. Arr!
No, he's a sweet, sweet boy.
That is such a funny fucking thing to say.
Yeah. It's funny to put our address out there on the episodes and then be like, the dog doesn't do his job. The big dog doesn't is afraid of everything.
It probably will, dude. I think. I mean, it does, honestly. It's not fixed.
I think he'd I think he'd rally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he'd rally.
Out of fear, but yeah, I think he would.
I think he'd run he'd run away first and then he'd rally.
Dude, he'd he'd run to the room and then the guy starts shooting himself. And he's like, "All right, I guess no big deal."
He's
in the room
badass,
hyping himself up.
Yeah. You can do this. Okay. You're fucking crazy.
Messing his
he's
hair
looking
up
in the hallway mirror.
I'm a psycho. You don't even have to. I mean, he just has to think you're crazy.
I'm gonna bite his fucking knee or something. I don't know.
I don't even know.
I'm biting something.
Where's the jugular? The butt?
I'm biting something, dude. I'm biting something. I'm hanging on.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump as high as I fucking can. And I'm gonna bite the shit out of him.
I should have paid attention when we were watching Deadliest Warrior.
Would I have to fucking take a nap?
Got him right on the buttular. The buttular vein. There's actually a big vein in your butt. That's where all the blood goes.
A lot of people think it's poop.
That's where I thought the butts were so big. It's where all the blood was. I don't know shit about hearts.
Fucking, yeah, and then, I don't know, homie would just scream at him. Homie would be Chuck's hype man.
Cat would probably just
absolutely do nothing. He'd just go under this coffee table. I was so scared. Yeah. I didn't know any of those guys.
You'd be a snake.
I was lying the whole time, Truck. You're tough. Get him.
A cat would make you feel like a loser and get you to leave.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's you? All right.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch me.
I thought someone cool was coming in.
Touch me.
Yeah, right. I was going to rob this place, but this cat was fucking mean to me.
Unless he walked like next to a bed, the cat was underneath the bed, then he would...
Get out of here. Fuck off.
Are you kidding me? Scare
the,
kidding me?
I mean, scare the shit out of him, though. Just walking into a place.
A lot of the time, when I walk in here, the cat has the energy of like, oh, you wore that? Okay.
Well, he's not the only one that feels that way.
All right. Okay.
We take fashion very seriously.
Everyone here is in sweats. Yeah. Full sweats.
Outside.
The only one with shorts.
Yeah,
on.
I wonder who's not wearing sweats.
It's me.
I saw that thing on Instagram that in Istanbul.
Yeah,
cats aren't like strays or like belong to anybody. They just have like cats that just live in the city that everybody kind of feeds together.
Yeah,
they let them inside and shit. There's like footage of people like walking to the airport through security and a cat's like swiping at them.
That rules.
You. Yeah, dude, they're good. Cats are great, man. They're good for getting rid of rats and birds and shit. A bug.
Yeah, he's not doing his job well enough, bro, sometimes.
No, but he eats
bugs. I hate bugs, bro.
Well, he'll eat them and then he'll throw up.
Or he'll swipe at it, play with it like it's a fucking string. Fucking, I don't know, dude. Those are the protectors of Jane Lane and the toys.
I saw this dog. I was at the dog park today, and this lady was like, "You guys ready to go?" And she put her dog on the leash, and it just started biting the leash. And I was like, "God, dogs are retarded."
last night, I was taking him out, and somebody at the fucking park, like, because I just kind of went around, and she was like, with her two dogs, and their two dogs are like running up on the cage, and like Truck didn't bark or anything. He was just kind of like. Like sniffing at him, and they were barking at him, and she goes, "Please," and I was like, "Come on, buddy, come on." I was like, "We're walking, we're just going." And she was like, "Thank you." I'm scared as fuck.
What, a truck?
Yeah. All she said was, please.
Please?
Please.
Oh, please.
Yeah, that is how big he is. People don't even try to run. They just start begging for their lives.
Yeah.
Please,
shit.
God.
That's what happens when I walk in a room, too,
bro. I mean,
bro,
it was
dark, too.
I was like, I'm not taking him in there. Like, no. Like, we're walking. But
yeah, with those watermelon crushers.
Yeah. I'm just gonna walk. I'm gonna walk into the fucking creek one night and just crush a watermelon between my legs.
They call him the trash compactor.
Everyone's gonna go, dude. You gotta stop.
The floors are sticky.
Man, they're way stickier than they already are.
the creek in the cave.
Someone was telling me
creek
they went.
The cave.
Love the creek.
I live in the creek in the cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta go get their Sunday brunch. It's so good.
Oh, it actually is. The breakfast.
I keep hearing it's good.
The breakfast, Sammy's good.
Let's go this Sunday.
If you go on Sunday, sometimes they'll still have the breakfast.
They do it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into the night.
Yeah.
All night.
Into the night.
Yeah, you can go there.
Brunch all day, all night. I didn't know that.
Everything bagel, breakfast sandwich.
Brunch forever.
Damn, I got to cop something.
Infinity brunch.
They kind of know their audience with that. Let's just serve.
Chicks?
No. What?
Us dudes.
You're kind of like homeless guys.
It's brunch. It's like chicks.
Guys who like breakfast. Cool ass dudes.
Yeah.
Guys who
like it too.
I like brunch. I have mixed feelings about brunch.
Yeah. Why? Why is that?
Because I never have. When I go like to a brunch place for brunch, I'm always, kind of lame. But I like brunch food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like pancakes, bacon.
Yeah. Chicken.
Bacon pancakes.
Yeah.
I love breakfast.
It's all good.
Me too.
Remember the first
but
time
you go to like a brunch specific place, it's like
yeah.
Sometimes they don't
get that
orange
juice out of my face.
The trick to a bacon pancake is you got to cook the bacon first before you put it in the pancake. A lot of people mess that up. A lot of people fuck that up.
I was wondering what was going on.
This pancake is stretchy.
Oh, dude, this tastes.
You like this? You guys like these?
I guess if this is tradition,
it needs more ketchup. Yeah. Couple ketchup on it.
That's what Mikey did last night.
Hey, bro.
You put ketchup on the pancakes?
Thought I was safe with you.
Put ketchup on the sausage ball.
I feel like that's fine.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Grant was not. He tried. I mean, he held it in as well as he could.
I was like,
he goes, you're using ketchup?
Yeah.
It sucks. This thing sucks. Yeah. It's ours.
Okay.
No,
oh, yeah, French chef.
I need to make
you
better
dipping,
sausage
you
balls.
You were dipping yours in mustard.
You're supposed to.
We never did that.
Damn, really?
No.
Okay. You know what? That's new to me then, because I was like, I would assume that.
You put
I thought
it in mustard?
Dip it in like, I thought you dip it in like syrup or something.
Yeah.
You can.
Normally you just eat it on its own.
Yeah.
Well, that
can.
Too.
But I don't know.
Hey, I'm trying to help you out.
Nick, I'm
trying to help you out. I was thinking of more things to dip.
Yeah,
and then we could go from
if you dip it
we
or
go
not.
To syrup to ketchup.
Nick V.
I feel like ketchup comes before syrup.
Yeah,
but syrup would be good too.
Good. It's sausage and biscuit.
It's sausage and pancake. Yeah, that's a good point. Syrup would be good with it.
Yeah, Nick V. took
I've never tried it with
Muhammad.
Syrup, probably good.
Muhammad
but
Uwal,
ketchup
he took
does
him.
Sound crazy. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. He took him to Denny's for the first
I was
time.
Like, what?
And he got chicken and waffles.
Kind of
Muhammad's like from, originally from Senegal, I think. But he got chicken and waffles. He put ketchup on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And I only
I
know
saw
that because Nick took a video of it. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's so funny.
I love Muhammad, bro. He cracks me up, dude.
Apparently he did well on the fucking mic last night.
Good.
Yeah. And he got a call back.
He's great.
Hello, my friend.
Nick V was telling me.
Happy to be here.
Cracks me up.
He said he did this bit where he got up. And he just goes, he asked some lady in the front row. He goes, what's your morning routine? She goes, oh, well,
that's
you know, I wake up and, you know, I wash my face off and I get like a little soap scrub. And then I do all this stuff. And Mahalo goes, okay, yeah. I wake up and I beat
just,
off.
Yeah, I just jerk off. Yeah, I love. That's probably one of my favorite.
That's what
things.
I do in the morning.
Yes, it's one of my favorite things he does.
My morning routine: I wake up, I jerk off,
bro,
and then I start my day.
Yes, such a fun. It's so stupid and funny. Like, oh, dude, I fuck with him so hard.
So fucking funny.
He's hilarious.
Oh, he is funny. He's a goofy.
And then he'll just like talk shit to it, but on the phone, which is really funny. He has his own little corner.
He says, he'll say, he says, when he says the N-word, I know he does it to like upset everybody because he says it hard R.
Yeah, he does it on purpose.
As hard as possible.
Yes. Well, he says it like it's just, he says like it's just another word.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it's a, yeah. It's a, he says it like he would say vape.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
So it everybody gets kind of jarred by it. Like,
yeah. Oh, fuck.
He doesn't sound like a guy that says it.
No, he does not.
Sounds like English is maybe a second language. Kind
no,
of.
Yeah.
I learned this word.
Yeah.
I learned this word to hurt your feelings.
They taught me this right when I moved.
I learned this word so I can hurt your feelings. They said this word would make you not happy.
No, it's yeah. It's not like anyone's mad. It's just like so jarring when he. Mm-hmm. I do this bit where it was like it'll just at banana phone where someone will be wearing a hat, doesn't matter what color they are, and he's like, "Take your hat off." And I'll take it off, and then he'll just call him.
Motherfucker, pussy. Not as good as this one.
I was walking out of a creek and he stopped me to say something, and we talked for a second. I was like, "All right, I gotta go," and I tried to dap him up. And when I went to put my arm around him like a dap, he goes, "I don't know you that well." I was like, "All right."
Do not touch me. I am not one of you.
Yeah.
I am not one of you gay.
We are not
He totally
the same.
Took it as an advance. I was like, what the fuck?
I am not one of you gay.
We are not the same. I am not one of you gay.
I do not like that. It makes me think you are gay.
Yeah. Just so matter of fact, we are not that close.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening, he does not talk like this.
No, he doesn't at all.
Hello, my friend.
No, he doesn't talk like that.
But it's funny.
It is funny.
Bye.
I can't do an impression of how he actually talks.
What was the thing? Bye. Or
I know one way you could do an impression.
Oh, he goes,
I know,
that's my
one,
time, bye.
I know yeah, one thing yeah, you could say bye. That would make you sound like him.
Okay, gotta go, bye.
Yes, that's, I love that shit.
Yeah, I like the
okay,
way
you gotta go,
off.
Bye. Yeah. Or like, I forget exactly how
I like, when during Banana Phone, he like, when everybody's roasting him, he takes it as like,
he's all right.
Like,
yeah,
there's no like, nothing in him is getting offended. He's trying to figure out why you would say it.
Yeah.
And you could tell he's just like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's looking at you. He's doing the math in his head while you're doing the math in your head. He's like,
When we had him on Good Evening, he was with Trenton Bradley, and you can tell it was like totally Trenton's idea because Muhammad was just kind of like, I don't want to be up here.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
In the middle of it, he just goes, I don't really know why I'm up here.
Yes, yeah.
And then you also figured out in that that bit that he did not know how to read that well.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trenton just wrote him a bunch of script, and then Muhammad kind of just danced through it. It was like,
I guess I'm Kendrick.
yeah, it was supposed to be Drake and Kendrick. And yeah. He was so over it.
I guess I'm Kendrick, yeah. And you're Drake, and I'm not. This isn't funny.
As he was figuring it out, he was like, "This sucks."
I was like, that was my first time reading this. That was making me laugh so hard while I was doing the check.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I was doing the five check, and I was just laughing my ass off. So I was like, that shit sucked. But fucking mom is making me laugh because he was just like, "All right, fucking."
He was over it, dude.
I'm Kendrick, and WAP. like, he's trying to be retarded and funny.
He's so funny.
Like, Trenton's trying to be a straight man, but it was just like,
that's hard.
Oh, dude, damn, there was
that's a hard role to play.
These days.
Did I tell you guys about that dude that showed up to Sunset on Sunday?
No. Why, your boyfriend?
No.
Did he have a gun?
Fuck, he could have been. He kept giving everybody cash.
Whoa.
It was so sick.
Like after you performed or just?
No, he was just walking around the club. He like
is it a big tall guy?
With a backwards hat?
Wait, like a white guy?
Yeah.
Was he kind of like being like, did he say he wanted to start doing comedy to anybody?
No, he's just in town. He kept telling me he was from New York. He just got in that morning.
Is his name Travis?
His name was Shimmy. He told us his name was Shimmy, and then he kept being like, "See, I'm a low key billionaire."
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, a lot of these guys who make a bunch of money, they're like showing it. They got chains,
cash,
yeah,
dude. And then he gave. I'm sitting in a green room just talking to Peyton, and Peyton's like talking to me.
about this guy. He came up. He's like, dude, this fucking guy, I was seating him. He just gave me like 20 bucks. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. Well, he gave me his credit card at first. I was like, oh, no, you got to wait for the server to come over. They'll start your tab. He's like, okay, okay. And then he handed him a $20 bill. And Peyton's like, I don't know. This guy fucking rules. I was like, that's sick. Then Peyton goes to get in the bathroom. The guy's in there. They start talking. He comes out. He's like, Peyton's like, this is the fucking guy. He's like, how's it going? I'm sitting there. I was like, it's good. And he was like, he just starts talking to me. He's like, what's your name? I'm said, I'm Jack. He's like, I'm Shimmy. I'm Shimmy. He's like, I'm a billionaire. I'm just in from New York. It's like this Jewish guy from New York. He said, you know, I like you. I like you to me and Peyton. I was like, here you go. You keep it fair. He gave me $20. I was like, oh, man, you don't got to do that. He's like, nah, I like to.
I'm from New York. My name's Shimmy.
I like to.
Jacko and Peyton, and Mr. Ruddy.
And then we just kept talking. He kept sitting there talking to us. We were like kind of just making fun of him and shit. And he was like, oh, you guys fucking rule. You know what? I like both of you so much. I'm going to give you another bill. You split it amongst yourselves. He handed us $100.
Swag.
He gave us $100. Me and Peyton were like, what the fuck is going on? And then he pulls his phone out to start showing us something. And Peyton's like, where, how'd you get your phone? He's like, ah, don't got to worry about that. So he gave Mumford cash to, like, keep his phone on him the whole time.
That's crazy funny.
And then as he showed us something on his phone, Marcus comes from the bar to hand him a drink personally.
He fucking owned the joint. Yeah. Dude. He owned everyone in the club.
And he goes, thank you, sir. What's your name? He's like, I'm Marcus. He's like, Marcus, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I said, how'd you do that? He's like, you know how I did that. I was like, this guy rules. And then Brent Reed comes and covers my shift at 9:30. It was just me and him talking. I was like, Brent, this is Shimmy. Shimmy, Brent. Brent's like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you. And Brent sits down and then looks up, and Shimmy's handed him a $20 bill. And then I'm at Banana Phone, and Brent texts me. He's like, dude, this fucking guy just gave me $140. Then he showed up to Banana Phone, and we put him on.
Oh, nice.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's the coolest guy.
That's awesome.
He gave Scott like $100-some. He was just doling it out. I was like, I remember when I was leaving, I was like, Shimmy, what a pleasure it was to meet you. He's like, hey, you ever see me? Do not be afraid to say hi. I said, man, I absolutely will.
Whoa, that's cool, bro.
Yeah, he showed up. He was flop sweating through. He had just been drinking all night. And he was flop sweating through his fucking, like, T-shirt on stage. And everyone's making fun of him. And he's not getting it because he can't hear them. He's going to be like, I couldn't hear that. I'm sorry, I can't hear. I don't know what you said. I don't know if it was funny or not. But I like you. I like you. I like what you guys are doing here.
What a positive guy, dude.
Oh, he's the man.
Damn, bro.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Could you say that again, sweetheart?
Yeah. He said,
hey, pass this back to her.
I know you're talking here. And
here's your 20. Pass it back to her.
And I apologize, yeah. But you're doing a great job, sir.
He was up just doing, like, New York street jokes. He's just like, how did the Muslim find the goat in the field? Pleasurable. And then laughing.
You ever heard of 9/11? Where is he? Jesus Christ, that's funny.
He was the man.
Y'all had a little angel on Sunday, bro. Fucking
I was shimmy, like, what the fuck?
Shimmy on a Sunday. That's cool.
Dude, yeah. Sometimes you just get a guy. I don't even know how to explain those. But that's pretty cool.
Bodhisattva.
He was making fun of the show, too, because he was like, you know, I like comedy when it's good. But, you know, I like this type of stuff more where it's just a couple of guys making fun of each other. It's just me, him, and Peyton by the bathroom. He's like, I like just hanging out. It's like, all right, man. You can do whatever you want.
I'm so sad I missed that. That's awesome.
Oh, he's the fucking dude.
Damn, that sounds badass.
He's like, yeah, I'm here with some of my coworkers, like some of the guys that work for me in a manufacturer here in Austin. I was like, what do you do? He's like, you know,
It doesn't matter.
Little this, little that.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to talk to you.
I take it's shit. Not, I pick shit off a truck and I do stuff with it. It's
he's
okay.
Like, it's nothing bad. He's like, it's not bad stuff. I just, you know, I don't want to be that guy. If you look me up, you could probably find me, but you got to do that on your own time. It's like, all right, man.
You got a citizen. I wonder. I bet he loves Brent Reed. Because it's like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
just a guy that just is so southern.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Squeaky Alabama accent.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Straight out of the south.
I close my eyes. I'm like, it's like I'm in an Alabama highway listening to the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some kind of Tom Huxoy or something.
He's like, I'm blessed. I like to give it back. And I know how this shit works. I know how people are. If it moves, I tip it.
All right. Whoa, that's awesome.
Like, that's cool. Dude.
What a rich guy line.
I know. I
was like, go to a restaurant. If it moves, I tip it.
That's cool.
Wow. Like, you're the man. You came to Sunset. That's wild.
So yeah, Sunset gets, if weird people come into Sunset, you get to find out that they're weird because it's such a loose operation that they end up doing shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Fluffy was there.
Comics, you know, so if you start handing out money, it's like, you're the boss.
You're the boss, man. Hey, dude. You literally, it was like, you are the boss.
Fluffy was there?
Fluffy was there.
He came to the Sunset?
Yeah, for the first show. What?
Gabriel Iglesias? So
cool. Gabriel Iglesias.
He walked in solo?
No, he walked in.
Security?
Martin Moreno.
Pancakes, his armor?
Well, that's the funny part. Martin Moreno is like been his opener and like his best friend for like a couple decades. So he just came to hang out with him.
Oh, that guy was the headliner, right?
Yeah.
Was he pretty good?
Yeah, he's really good. It's funny.
Damn, dude, I was going to come by.
So like Martin, Trey Conrad's hosted. And then Martin's son, who does comedy, went up and did some time. And then fucking Gabriel Iglesias came out and was just like, I'm going to tell like a story or two about Martin, and then I don't want to take away from him. I'll bring him up.
Did he do the noises?
He did. It was crazy because I know it wasn't material he does, but he was doing the voices and everything. Oh, he did. I was like, God damn, this guy. He's so good.
I wish his microphone was a gun.
Yeah, he's so good, bro.
He fucking...
Oh, I'm so sad. I love him.
He's completely bald. He's completely shaved his head. It's very funny. And he had pants on. He brought that up. He's like, I know you probably don't recognize me. I got pants on right now.
What the hell?
God damn. He said, I got down here. He's like, oh, it's cold. He said, oh, no, Gabriel. It's cold out there. You got to wear pants. It was so good. He brought his dog with him. It was a tiny it was like this fat chihuahua.
That's awesome.
And then he went and he made Christina go get him like 3 dozen voodoo donuts. She came back with 3 dozen voodoo donuts and went to the green room. I was like, no way.
Yeah, bro. Dude, when he did the mothership, it was just full of like Doritos. Green room was just full of Doritos. He's like, no. It was like, did he ask for any special alcohol? No, he didn't want any alcohol. Just wanted Doritos and Funyuns.
Dude, yeah. I'm not kidding you. It was voodoo donuts.
Three party packs. Uh-huh. It was full box party packs of chips.
That's awesome.
It was fucking voodoo donuts and like a fucking 12-pack of Diet Coke. I was like, yeah, man, hell yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, yeah, Sprites, so Dr. Peppers.
Yeah.
The Diet Coke thing never gets old with fat people.
Oh, it's so funny. Ooh. Well, the funniest part is Christina started complaining to me. She was like, I bought, like, cookies and cake pops and all this shit. And then he got here, and he's like, I want voodoo donuts. There's, like, a fat guy who was, like, kind of picky about it.
Well, it's also fucked up to be like, oh, he's fat as shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him cake pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
yeah,
are kind
cake
of
pops is a crazy. It's like an insulting.
Yeah, low key.
He's fat as shit, right?
I know what fat guys.
I heard about him.
Yeah,
cake on like a stick.
Got him cookies.
You're getting like an assorted like chocolate covered fruit platter without saying anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought you'd like this.
You want chocolate covered strawberries?
I heard you're on a diet.
Yeah. Well, the best part was
an edible arrangement. You fat fuck.
You fat fuck.
Everything in the green room is cake.
The best part was
steak
once
or cake?
Eating
find
the couch.
We put labels on what is not cake.
Well, she
You please cut into don't the couch. Eat the chair. It's a bag of Funyuns.
The stage has not cake written in paint on it.
Mic on the mic.
Not cake.
Oh, good. All right. I'll talk into this.
Okay.
Well, she wasn't completely wrong. Oh, right, after right. He left, every fat guy that was working that day went in there and ate all the cake pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, well, they got cake pops in there.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I love cake pops.
Mm.
That's funny.
Just pay it forward. Did they eat all the donuts?
He...
How many donuts he eat?
Well, he ate most of them and then took a box with him.
Let's go.
He's like, I'm not leaving this.
Are you crazy?
Kidding me?
Yeah, that's funny. He didn't leave it behind.
He filled up one of the boxes and left whatever he couldn't fill in.
Meet me at the hotel. Motel. He's talking to a donut.
Holiday.
Oh, my God.
Wait, please. Don't eat me. Don't eat me. Yeah. Don't eat me, Fluffy.
You walk into him doing that? It's a little gingerbread man donut.
Yeah.
Don't eat me, Fluffy.
I'm going to eat you.
Just start with my legs.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start with your legs.
Trey Conrad's
merciful giant.
He wants me to.
Trey Conrad's treated me like I was a fucking retard at one point. Because they came out and they asked, like, hey, is that the only bathroom out there? And I was like, let me check if the apartment one's gone. And I went back there. I was like, no way he's going to fit through all this. And I was like, no, sorry, the one back there shut down. That's the only one. And he was like, all right. So Fluffy comes out. He goes in the restroom. And then Troy's just standing out there making sure nobody comes to, like, go to the restroom. And I am, too. And I was just, like, making small talk. And I was like, so how long is he in town for? He's like, I don't know, man. And I was like, I'm just trying to talk. Hey, dude, I'm not some fucking retard. Yeah. Oh, yeah, treat me like I'm a fucking bug.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And then we just sat there in silence. So I was like,
he's guarding this fat comic while he takes a shit.
Yeah.
Can't you see I'm doing something important?
The shit. Yeah. The shit guardian was doing it.
Yeah, he was big dogging you.
I was like, dude,
poop security.
What? I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Clear.
Yeah, we're going to need more TP. The Eagle needs more TP.
Fluffy, I told you, Channel 4.
Yeah.
I gotta pull.
Yeah, I'm going to pull my ass out and tell Troy to take a picture of that. Fucking
code dude wipe.
I didn't know how to talk to you. You weren't an ass.
Yeah.
I repeat, code dude wipe.
Yeah, dude, I think maybe he was. That was more about
he
him.
He jumps in front
of the splashback.
We're going to need a wiper, guys.
When the poop drops and it splashes, he jumps. Get down! The president!
Get a plunger!
Diving in front of him.
The poop splashback.
Yeah.
Get down!
Yeah. It's keeping people from going in the bathroom while he's in there, and then for another 5 minutes once he's gone.
Yeah,
well,
puts on the hazmat
there.
Suit.
Yeah, y'all don't want to get in there. That's a war zone in there, dude.
It's holding a plunger with, like, those tongs, those giant tongs.
The thunder jug has been fucking brought.
Nobody will be able to, nobody's going to be able to use this for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah.
You can't touch anything in here for the next 1,000 years.
I promise the commode has been catastrophic.
Guy walks into the scenario.
He walks back out. He's got three eyes.
Yeah. There's yellow tape everywhere.
His outlines on the wall.
Yeah, some poor bastard was at the urinal. All he's now is a shadow.
You should have seen
it's
it.
Just the shadow of his dick.
His dick in his hands.
Yeah. Poor bastard never saw it coming.
I take shits.
Kalima.
Wait, what's that sound?
Fluffy. Oh no!
10, 9, 8, 7.
Wait,
watching
six.
It with the nuclear test goggles on.
Turn the keys.
Why don't you have your goggles on?
Get in the fridge. He's nuclear. But he just fucking pees on himself trying to run out. After he hears the timer. That would be crazy. Yeah. Fuzzy walks into the bathroom with a clock.
Yeah.
Engaging.
Comic on stage thinks he's getting the light.
Yeah.
That's the last light.
You see that flash, you're in the blast zone.
Yeah. I'm 3 minutes in. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't even think he used the door. I think he just went in like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dios mio. Oh, Martin. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did anybody check on Eden?
Just a fucking... A fucking one-by-one brick of lead just fell through the ceiling.
Can you guys turn the music off? All the glasses are falling off the ceiling.
It's like Stalingrad's upstairs.
Got it melted through the pipes. Eden's radioactive. Oh, fuck, it melted through the pipes.
Eden's compromised. Get Hobbit on this.
We had to go in and pour a fucking gallon of cement down the toilet.
For Mother Mexico.
They paid Hobbit $10 to take it to the trash can.
He showed it to the cops. He's like, look what I found.
You're our only witness.
Hobbit is fucking cool. Have you heard Grant's joke about Hobbit?
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
He's a man.
Yeah, Grant's a homie. Fucking... Just what is it, Eden downstairs? Like, I could just see them just fucking everyone just be like, bro, what the fuck?
This is a nice date.
Oh my god.
I walked into the bathroom.
Your shoulder.
Yeah.
Here, let me get that
radioactive sludge.
Let me get that, baby.
Oh, it's melting through me, babe.
And then the bones start flashing through his head.
Quick, get my fucking card. It's fucking heavy as shit. It's
there's
fucking metal.
Hurry, we need to evacuate.
Oh, I
it's
love
fluffy
you.
In the bathroom.
Did you get a haircut on your neck head?
a year later,
when they're trying to be normal. Oh, honey, did you get your neck head done?
It's funny. He does kind of have a neck head at this point. I mean, when I saw him, I was like, yo. He shaved all the hair off. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like, whoa, you got no neck.
He really is a bowling ball.
You seriously have to work on that, man.
Yeah. He shaved his head. I was like,
this fat for this long.
Oh, you really are a Mexican guy. This is crazy.
Jim and Jelly Roll trying to get Uber pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to send a real pool, bro.
Yeah,
they got to
send
a pool.
Send the deep end.
Yeah. It was funny. See, they brought the Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept joking. I was like, that's the special guest.
You think he sleeps on his belly at night?
The Chihuahua?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arms out, legs out.
Yeah. Just fully extends on his belly.
That dog has it had the fear of God in its eyes. But I was like, at any moment, if he misses a meal.
Yeah, he knows not to... To beg too close to the table.
I thought you were, yeah.
Might get scooped up. Yeah, casualty.
Might get saddled.
Collateral damage.
Yeah, they lock. He has to lock it in a fucking, like a big bulletproof glass box before he goes to bed because he's afraid of what he might do.
You say the dog was fat too?
The dog was fat. Yeah. I've never seen like a fat chihuahua,
really?
But it was a fat chihuahua. It was very funny.
He's never had dog food.
And it had like it had a sweater on. No, he's never had dog food.
He eats chilaquiles, bro. Yeah. Fucking carnes on it.
Oh, give some to...
He just eats, he's living off what he drops.
Yeah.
He had donuts and...
2,000 calories.
It's eating crumbs. Eating Funyuns.
Oh, give some of the pupusa to the pup.
Mm-hmm. He was a nice guy, though. I mean, nice. We just did fist bumps and was like, hello.
Did anybody walk in and go, oh, shit, Enrique Chacon's on stage?
Fuck off.
But that's funny. Enrique
tell you that
Chicón
story?
Queso.
Ever tell you the story of the guy? They were doing a, God, I forgot what show it was. It was a Fat Man show. And it was like fucking
Enrique Fluffy.
It was a show in Fat Man. No, I wasn't. I didn't make the joke.
Why did you say that?
I didn't say he
Why'd
did
you
the
make
joke.
Me say that?
Come on.
It was a Fat Man show, so it was like, I think there was like, you know, the fucking, I think Ron White and shit was on it and whatever, and like, it's like maybe even Rogan or something, and there's some other people that were funny, mm-hmm. and This guy comes down and he's just like, yeah, man, I don't know. This show's not too great. And, you know, we're like, oh, that's all right, man. You know, it's not for everybody. He's like, yeah, like, well, I just go to a lot of comedy shows in Houston and, like, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd, like, see Enrique Chacon or something.
I was like, you saw Ron White?
Dude, yeah.
I just thought there'd be somebody good, like Enrique Chacon.
Hey, bro, Enrique got some homies. I mean,
you
got
a damn
awesome
fan, bro.
That's awesome, bro. That's kind of cool.
I thought there'd be somebody cool here, like Enrique Chacon. I heard he does sets here or something.
Enrique's a badass, bro. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. It was just completely unironically, just like, just got his friends and left. He was like, I really thought Enrique Chacon was going to be just some Ron guy. I don't know the fuck.
That's awesome.
That is a funny story, but yeah, he's funny as fuck.
Has Adam Luckey told you guys about his bully at the mothership?
What? He's got a...
Yeah, he's got this guy. He was telling me last night, it's so fucking... He's like, yeah, I was like, hey, what's going on, man? He's like, oh, there's this fucking guy that keeps showing up to the mothership just to bully me.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you like, he just, every time he sees me, he's like, yeah, man, you fucking suck, dude.
Oh, my God.
You suck. And I was like, he's not like is he like heckling? He's like, no, it's in the fucking stairs every time I see him.
Damn.
He's like, it's happened 3 fucking times. He's like, he'll like come up to me. He's like, oh, look at you. He's like, you fucking, he's like, I saw you at sunset the other day. He was like, oh, yeah, I was. He's like, you fucking suck. He's like, oh, yeah, well, it was a bad show. He's like, no, like, you were the worst one on the show.
Oh, my God. He's so fucking funny, dude. Damn it.
Adam's like, I can't tell if he's like trying to be my friend or if he's just like, I have the money to go fucking just fuck with this guy any night of the week. I keep showing up. Adam's like, security saw him like making fun of him the last time, and they asked if he wanted them to kick him out. He's like, no, because then he fucking wins, man.
He's right.
No, he fucking wins. And he's saying it'd be funny if they look at the security tape and it's like every time it's not, there's nobody there. Yeah. He said he came up to him, he was with Chris Reese, and he was talking about, I was like, oh yeah, I saw you guys, he's telling Chris that he did really well on the show, and he was like, but this guy, holy fuck, what was that, man? Chris is standing there, he's like, he's telling me, he was like, he likes me, I like the guy. And I was like, what's he look like? He's like, he's a handsome, like, wealthy guy. He's like a good-looking dude.
That's like, his worst nightmare.
Oh, that's the funniest.
Jesus, bro.
That's such a funny. just here living my dream. He's like, he goes, oh, what did he say? He's like, I've never... He's like, when are you going to get past the door, man? I always come in here. You're just working the door.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, man, fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy, bro.
I know, man. It's so funny.
That's awesome.
So funny because Adam's, like, fine enough to take it, but it's also, like, going up to Adam specifically every time, be like, dude, what the fuck?
Still go out of pocket. That's crazy, bro.
I roll so hard.
Security being like, do you want me to do anything about it? No.
Yeah. I was like, it's one thing if he's heckling him, but it's him catching him after leaving a show being like, you.
Yeah, quietly watching his set.
Sucks again.
You forgot the pickles, SpongeBob.
Oh, fuck. That just rules. What the hell? Ooh.
I don't have any bullies. You guys have bullies?
No. Not really.
I've had bullies.
All right.
But I don't know. Not really anymore.
Like in comedy or?
Yeah, I mean yeah, comedy.
You mean?
And like also just in like life. But like, I don't know. Like when I started and then like, Also, the other night I was kind of a bully, but I fucking, I just, I don't know. You live and you learn. Fucking.
Probably should, good evening.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done what I did, but I don't know. We apologize. We fucking talked it out. I like kind of, I don't know. I talked shit about this dude because I was just like fucking, I thought he didn't like me. And then I like went too hard and it just kept going. And like it was funny at first and then it wasn't. And then it just was fucking bad. But yeah, I don't know. Probably shouldn't have done that. I was a little bit of a bully this week. And you know
it's
what?
It's okay.
Fucking you live and you learn. But
you
yeah,
live and you learn, bro.
I've had worse bullies though. Like I like instead of just talking shit, like this one dude like would he? I mean, he was a little bit like thinner than me, and he would just like I don't know. He would always like kind of like act like a dick because he was dating a whole bunch of people, and he would just like walk around with his girlfriend, and then like just be like, "Yeah, you're fat and ugly," and just be like an asshole when I was doing Jeez. Comedy, and then
shit,
this is in comedy.
Yeah, it was like when I first started. And then,
holy
like,
shit,
fucking. I mean, it just kept going and going and.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, it just kept going.
Whatever.
I mean, y'all know, but like.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
He was just an asshole, and then like I fucking.
That was fun.
Yeah, now he's a fat.
Now I know, I know. So that's why it's funny. It's yeah. like, and also I kind of one.
His girl's low key tried to slide on you.
Yeah, bro. One time I was like. Yeah, yes, that too. That too. What? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. My but bad. Fuck it. This yeah, the past 2 weeks have been retarded. This is we fought it. I don't know, bro. For him, I like the thing I stopped with the bully for him is I just like one time he was dating this chick that was at another bar that we would go to, and she came to Secret Group, and I was running a mic, and he kept fucking trying to get on the mic, and I'd put him on some weeks, but some nights it was fucking too many people, and one of those nights was one of those nights, and he fucking, like, I was going up the stairs, and he was coming down the stairs, and he just kind of pushed me, like, he was drunk.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was drunk. He tried to, like, push me down, so I fucking pushed him, and his girlfriend kind of was going down with him, but, like, stopped and held him up. And he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, fuck you. And that was it. Like, he didn't really touch me. He didn't try to scoop me. He didn't try to fucking, like, jab me. It was, how are you, Grant? Are you doing okay? Like, fucking super nice when I moved. He was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for you. When we were in fucking Vegas, he was like, yeah, oh, my God, you're the, anytime you want to do fucking. I know I'm talking too much.
Maybe.
Like, I have a problem with that. So I probably should, like, figure out a way to mute myself more. But that, and then, yeah, his girl. Weird. That night was weird.
Yeah,
that was the worst fucking decision ever.
You hit the bottle and you say anything.
No, oh, yeah.
You hit the bottle and you say
yeah.
I'm gonna tell everybody. What
I wasn't drunk that night. With
yeah,
Billy,
trying to.
I like. I mean,
we're trying to work on not going straight to the nuclear codes.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to not turn the keys.
That was established pretty quick.
So yeah.
Grant will go for the jugular immediately.
Yeah, that's like...
He turns around, looks at the big red button.
You've said that, and Miles has said that. Y'all have both been like, it's a gift. And it's like, I fucking hate it. Like having that...
I didn't say it was a gift.
No. But you
I don't think I said it was a gift.
You both have been like,
I don't know if I said that specifically was
like
a gift.
Having that type of like... I don't know. Well, Mikey has definitely said that. Fucking
yeah, I think it's a gift that you like... I don't know.
I think I was saying what... What I said was a gift is you can say words like asshat in the funniest way possible. Like you could say something like, because that's like not, it's like not a, it's like a harmless kind of insult, but the way you say it mm-hmm. is like.
Or faggot or bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Not even faggot though. Nothing even that harsh. Like
honestly,
you'll say like
you say
knucklehead.
Stuff,
you'll
not,
say,
yeah.
You could say knucklehead and it hits like. Like you said, a slur is. That's what I said was a gift.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Or you're just thing. You're just so
you got
quick
so much emotion behind your words.
Yeah.
That's the
like
gift.
Like that guy when that guy passed you on the trail on the bike.
Yeah, you can say shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
With the best of them.
You say shove it up your ass. You say get fucked.
Whenever he passed me,
yeah.
I said fuck you. Or yeah. No, I said
he said get fucked or something.
Fuck
no,
off.
I said
or fuck off.
I said fuck off. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off. And the guy was like, yeah. What?
Oh no, I said kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
So the guy.
It's like shit that would like
truck was peeing and they were kind of like in the lane and the guy uh-huh. like. Did you know the biker's like on your left and he had to go around. What did he say to you as he passed?
Bro, he said, watch out.
Yeah,
like,
watch
really,
out.
Really fast, like, but he was on my left, and, like, he was just fucking cut me off, and he's like, watch out. I was like, kiss my ass.
Just so funny to get that. You have to get that off so quick to a guy on a bicycle.
Oh, but kiss my ass. Yeah.
But it probably caught him so off guard because it's so, like, it's out at the park. You know, normally, yeah. Like, if that happened, I would totally have not gotten anything out until he was long gone. But Grant just admitted, kiss my ass.
My point
you
is.
Might be, you would do well in New York, maybe. Yeah. You're so quick to fuck you.
I don't know. My point, I shouldn't have said what I said, like, last week. And I probably shouldn't have, like, been as harsh as I
probably.
Was. I meant I should have been. Not have been as hard as I was. I'm probably meaning like I just I don't know. I went too off the rails. The reason why I kind of was talking the most shit was because I was just like, well, maybe we can fucking talk it out if he'll like watch.
Nah, you wanted to hurt
but
his
then
feelings.
I was like, yeah. No, but then I was like, well, you know what? Fuck this. Like, this guy's kind of been a dick to me, I thought, really. And like after we talked it out, it was more. It's better, but it was just like, ah, oh, fuck, you fucking retard. like this guy's just like, dude, that hurt my feelings. Like I, you know, I didn't mean to do that. I probably would have done the same fucking thing that he did in that situation too. Like, this shit's on fucking YouTube. Like,
You would have done worse, bro. You would have fucking.
It's not cool. It's not cool to do that. So I just kind of, you know, and then like all this shit, like I was like, oh, well, I don't even want to do fucking Vibe Checks. I don't even want to do fucking Good Evening. And it's cool to have friends like y'all because y'all are just like, man, fuck that. That's what you do. Mm. Like, it's a lesson. You just get through it. Like I don't know. Like,
I used to go on stage and threaten rape.
Yeah. I know. You say that all the time.
Work
I fuck
sometimes.
Up. Every time I fuck up, you go, I used to go on stage and threaten rape.
I will rape you.
Yeah, you live and you learn. Yeah. They still book me sometimes.
No, but yeah, it's a. Because I mean, yeah, it's a. It is a gift because you're the vibe check when you're like tearing down stuff in like a balanced way. It's really funny.
But if I'm being too much of a
hater, sometimes you just take it too far. Yeah. Like that guy in Vegas. Like, I mean, it crushed. But
oh, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend from one of my best friends from high school. You called a faggot.
It did
crush. He did not like.
Sometimes
it.
you see blood and you kind of go. Your eyes go black.
I'm like a shark.
You're bullying me.
Mm-hmm. You're bullying
me.
What?
I don't
that?
Know, bro. It's like a weird.
But you get a good bullshit. Bullshit.
Meter.
Yeah. Radar.
Yeah.
That's the gift. But taking it too far is like sometimes.
Faggot!
Yeah, there was a meme that my friends would send all the time. It was like the button meme, like the choose which one, like the two red buttons, and it was either retard or faggot. Mm-hmm. And a finger, like in the middle. Like, uh-huh. Like this is Gra before he goes on stage tonight. Which button is he going to
push? Grant goes like, well, I got
God
two
help
hands,
us all.
I see two buttons.
God help us all.
God help us all.
Brethren of the court, proceed with proceedings.
Fucking, I apologize. It was out of pocket. I don't want to be out of pocket. I want to be funny. Like, it was, but then it wasn't. And it's just like, it's not cool. Like, it's not. I don't want to be what people were to me. Like, that's not what I want to reciprocate. Yeah. That's stupid. I don't want it to turn into like what it did. Oh fuck. The cat and the dog almost fucking
moved too fast.
He knew he had to make
bullies almost bullied each other. Just
you're like,
he moved too fast. They scared me.
It's like the Joker walking away from the hospital, and it's like the button just hit. It's the faggot button, and you press it one time, it doesn't really go off, and then you hammer it five more times until the whole building explodes.
click.
I didn't think you were gonna make that work, but you did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't get the response I wanted.
What are we at?
I fucking hammer it.
Almost an hour.
Almost an hour.
What, right, what cool. About...
we had to edit.
Yeah, we got to edit out the front.
Where are we?
Maybe the middle, some of the middle to end.
Just probably the front, though.
What are we goofing about with Nick V, the Chinese guy on Shark Tank?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, he walks out on Shark Tank and the doors close behind him. He just goes, "You buy now." You take too long. You buy now.
What do you want? What are you selling? Sure.
Now. Buy.
Why are you here? You no buy.
Why are you here? You no buy.
You waste time.
You get out. Backpack. You leave backpack at door.
Do you have a patent on this?
Someone fucking dude, an Asian lady said that at CVS the other day, bro. Like that I was working with. She literally yelled at like homeless people all day, being like, "You leave backpack at door." Door now.
You don't have to listen to them. You can keep, you take the backpack in there.
No, bro. That's not the policy.
You fucking catching.
That's what Nick V. Yeah, Nick V. said. He just walks by him with his backpack on. He goes, not leaving it at the door.
Leaving it where they can steal it.
I don't want to do that too. If I was him, I'd be the same. But yeah, it's weird. CVS is just fucking tweaking. They're always taxing too.
Hey, yeah, you don't take it.
Follow me around the store.
Mm-hmm. Do it. And catch a fucking. Yeah.
You can help me carry stuff. I'm really high. I'm getting a lot of snacks. Can you hold this ice cream? Yeah, feel free to grab chips.
Feel free to watch me as I watch the chip aisle.
Oh no, I'm not
emotional in the chip aisle.
It's too many. Oh, these are new.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna steal anything. I'm just gonna go stare at the combos. Oh,
I never liked these, but. Maybe this time.
They're
the most disappointing snack.
They look so good.
You get like one good one per bag.
Combos.
Yeah.
It has like enough.
They're good, but it's like it never has enough like flavor to it.
Yeah, you gotta have
them with
water.
It's all salt.
I guess the science is right because it's like it makes me eat another one. Cause I'm,
yeah.
My God, the last one was just.
I get them and I'm like, I just kind of just want pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Should have just got pizza rolls.
Yeah, they made me want.
They're pizza crackers.
Yeah. Right. Or like. You know, like peanut butter cracker. Like they just remind me of other snacks that are better.
Yeah,
literally.
I should just...
peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah, just get something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called combos because you're supposed to get other stuff with them.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
The pizza roll, pretzel, like pretzel ranch. Peanut butter industry. They put out combos to make you buy their
combos. Yeah, just a funny word for combo.
Yeah, who owns combos? We got to figure this out.
Communists.
Communists. Combonists.
Actually, it's an abbreviation for combination.
Communist?
Mm-hmm. Combos.
Combo?
Wild.
If it was an abbreviation, wouldn't it just be C?
Fuck. Holy shit.
That's an allegory.
That's an acronym.
Combos. What about comboobs?
Combos represent the soul inside the body. What?
Comboobs.
Comboobs?
Comboobda?
Comboobcha?
Pizza flavored boobs?
Nice, dude. Fermented boobs.
Fermented
boobs. Yeah, dude. I was writing a premise on that.
Pizza flavored boobs?
Yeah, I was like, why don't scientists come up with cool shit like boob flavored ice cream? They're always making like electric cars and shit.
Gwyneth Paltrow might be working on that, honestly.
Thank God somebody's on it.
Iron Man's girl?
Yeah, the scientists over at Google.
What if a car could
like
drive
that.
Itself? Hey, how about boob-flavored ice cream? Or ice cream-flavored boob?
Yeah. Boob-shaped steering wheel cover.
We're looking. Yeah,
how about we work on some shit that the people want?
You don't want me to text while I drive? Make the steering wheel boobs.
Tony, I'm trying to make titty gelato over here. Yeah.
Oh, you're trying. Yeah. Oh, you're trying to.
Turn the phone into a penis. I won't text nobody.
Ooh, Mr.
Turn the phone
Stark.
Into a penis. I'll get back to you.
Just let me get somewhere private.
Yeah. I got to answer on my AirPods.
You'll always be my Iron Man. Yeah.
Let me charge my AirPods. I'll call you back. I'm not touching that thing.
You want me to put that on my face while I'm driving? People can see me.
People trying to cure cancer. What's the point in living if there's not pizza flavored ice or boob flavored ice cream? I want to live 10 more years so I can still not have boob flavored ice cream. Yeah, that sounds great.
A bunch of cars that drive themselves taking up all the parking spots. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I need. Mm-hmm.
Sir, do you know why we pulled you over? Yeah, we saw you on the phone and we got a picture. And you'll either give us $800 in cash right now or we tweet it. You own the dick shaped phone.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I'm talking.
Oh, the service here sucks.
Yeah. That boy trying to suck a dick with his ear. Yeah, holding it in the sky.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get higher.
Put the speaker in your mouth, it makes it sound different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put it in a cup, makes it louder. Not putting that in my dishware.
He's a fuck. It's just a dick in a bag of rice. I fucking dropped it in water the other day.
Oh, I dropped my phone in the popcorn. You should grab it.
You grab my phone for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, it's actually my penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that your phone, or are you just happy to see me? That's my phone.
It's my phone.
That's my phone.
Yeah, we're bagging it up for the show.
Shit, I got to work for it, too.
Yeah, we got to bag it up for the show.
Bag it up for the show,
man. It's a banana hammock they tie at the top. Tie a knot in it.
Yeah, I got to yonder your penis real quick.
Yeah, it's got a recording device in it, so we gotta log it up.
Is that one of the new ones? Yeah, it can record.
Real fast, real fast. What? Yeah.
AI penis.
Damn. If these balls could talk.
If these balls could talk.
Spit bars.
If these balls could talk. Ah, no, drop. I drag
you straight. I tell you a story about how I sat on them.
I remember you was conflicted.
Misusing your balls and shit for...
Truck's trying to get in.
Let me in.
Talk to
if
him,
these
Truck.
These balls could spit bars. All of these dicks be this hard.
If these balls could talk.
If these balls could spit bars. All of these dicks be this hard.
I remember you was conflicted. Had 7 tabs of porn open.
Used to eat pillows for breakfast.
Bro, this fucking scrapyard won't come pick up my car.
I put these balls on.
What do you mean?
Why are you trying to get to the scrapyard?
Well, this fucking Sentra.
Facebook. I guess. Where's
oh, Jack, is that your Mustang?
Yeah, why?
It's getting towed.
Jack's got a Mustang now.
Yeah, I've got a Mustang now.
Yeah, he on that Air Force shit. That boy on that Marine type shit.
Driving a Mustang, just being considered stealing valor.
he driving like Denzel. Yeah,
boy. That boy got here on a horse.
That He's boy
training out there.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere Jack go, a trail ride.
Dog. He's fucking trying to intimidate the cat.
Yeah, oh, man.
You can't get me. I'm going to get on the
I want to go over there so bad, but it's going to hurt me.
I had to stretch. That's why I got up.
He's not looking at the cat there. At all.
I'm not. I don't want the fuck go with right the cat. There.
Go to the bed.
I don't want to fuck with the cat. The cat's like, come here. Fucking get over here.
I'm not helping.
The cat's like,
please do something.
I remember.
The cat's like,
I'll remember forever if you help me
misusing
right now.
Your balls full of conviction.
If you help me right now. Who? My balls is.
What?
My balls is.
Where?
Chicka chicka slim penis.
I'm slim penis. I got a slim penis. All the other slim penises just imitating.
So want the real slim penis, please.
Get hard.
Please get hard.
I'm slim penis. Yeah, I'm the real slim penis. All the other slim penises actually fat cocks.
I'm sorry, penis.
I didn't mean to
hurt
you.
I never meant to beat you.
Oh, yeah, that's better. I never meant to beat you down. But
you were just a little you were just a little
closet.
Hush, little penis, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be all right. I jerked off too much in the morning.
Come on, his boxers already.
But I won't jerk you in the night.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid
to beat my cock.
Yeah. Beat my cock.
Come on, his boxers already. Porn spaghetti.
Wish everybody. That I could nut on faces, but
if you
I
ever
just bust in a sock.
If you ever jerked off. This song's for you.
Just gonna stand here and beat my dick.
But that's
back
all
to the
right
couch again.
Because I love the way you
just
I love the way you jizz.
No, it's just I love the way it
I
hurts.
I can't tell you how it feels.
But every time I bust it, fucking.
But right now, it feels cool. Like a steel knife in my pee pipe. I still jerk while I can jerk.
Oh, fuck.
And never ever again.
I feel so ashamed. Because when it's going good, it's going great.
Oh, yeah, wait.
I'm Superman. I'm jerking off to you. Pretend you're Lois Lane. I come every day.
I'm a fap god.
I'm not afraid.
I'm beginning to feel like a fap god.
Fap god. My dude.
Guess who's jerking?
Yeah.
Off again.
Shady's back with a friend. Whoa. Oh, no way. That's the dummy battery.
Dude, are we getting...
I ordered one.
Right, it might be my dude wipes.
But yeah, it could be something we want or somebody's...
Wait, is that... Is this... Okay. All right, guys.
What is it?
Merry Christmas, everybody. Fuck yes.
Is it? What is it? There's a big box and a small package.
Okay, so do y'all want to...
You still do that.
Okay. Okay, what, do y'all want to... All right. Do y'all
want to
end the episode and record another one real quick?
Why?
Because this is cool as fuck.
What is it?
Just...
It's a dummy battery?
No.
Oh, the big box.
Wait. Oh, Grant's excited. What's up? What'd you get?
Dude, okay. Do y'all want to...
Yeah. Yeah, we can... Let's end it.
Please?
We'll record this.
Please.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's the end of the episode.
See you guys.
That's
we'll do the Jane
Lane
special.
Jane Lane special.
All right, cool. Let's fucking move it out.
All right, bye. Bye. Have a good day. Thank you.